It's an interesting sugya. Not so well known. Actually, I met somebody this morning. Asked, I said, what's the topic? I told him the topic. He says, oh, so you're dealing with Yayin Nesach issues. I said, no. I said, so what's the problem? I said, okay, that's why I'm giving a shiur. He didn't show up. maybe he didn't want to know. You never know. Sometimes Mutar Shiur Shogeg Mayumazid. And actually, in one of these cases, one of the persons says Mutar Shiur Shogeg Mayumazid. And let's just not talk about this. So at this, you're not forewarned. If you want to leave, leave now. Right? Okay. It's Gemara in Avodah Zarah Laman Aleph on Beis. Bracket it off on page 1. Itmar. Mifnei ma osu shecher shel avdei kachabim. Why did Chazal aser non-Jewish beer? Tosis points out over here, small Tosis. Mifnei ma osu shecher. So Tosis says, Yisr shecher lo mitzino lo b'mishter v'lo b'braiso. V'shema b'meyam ho amaroyim asruhu. So usually this type of phrase starts off with there's a Mishnah somewhere, or there's a Brisa somewhere, and the Morris says, what's Pshat? Right? So that's usually, the Tosis says, I'm not aware of any Mishnah or Brisa which says that it's Osir. The Morris starts off with, why is it Osir? Apparently there was an assumption that it was Osir. Tosis does not know where that came from, but the Morris is assuming that it's Osir. So you can't drink non-Jewish beer. So the Morris says that Rami Baruchom Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Chasnas, Rav Nachman Amar Mishum Gilui. So you have Machlokes in the Gemara. What is this? Because the concern of becoming friendly with the goyim and marry and intermarriage. Well, the problem is there's a counter the Morris talks about, which is really this Gemara is talking about the topic of the Gemara over there. Is the Morris gets involved in the concept of Gilui? The Chazal were worried of certain liquids. There's concern that the packets over there. So certain liquids, poisons, different things could get into the liquid, and we don't know what's in there, so we shouldn't drink it because of safety issues. Okay. The more he makes enough, nafkamina, if it's gilui or if it's chasnos.
What?
Then the more it says like this, so they skip down to the next brackets. I don't want to get involved in the Gilui part. Okay. Rapapa mefikin le lababa de chanusa b'shasi. Rapapa would buy the beer from the goy, take it out outside of the store where he bought it, and he would drink it there. Rabachoy maisile the base b'shasi. He would take it all the way home and drink it. Ritzavai mishum chasnas. The Mora says that both agree that the issue is because of chasnas, not because of gilui. Because if it's because of gilui, there's a danger. Taking outside of the store doesn't solve your problem. So over here, we'll see as we go through the lacha.
What's gilui again?
Gilui is when you were leaving liquids open, sometimes animals would come and drink from the animal, leave some type of poisons and different things. So that's not going to make a difference. But regarding chanus over here, we'll see, and it'll get to lacha, doesn't mean a store, it means a restaurant. So they would have a pub, they would have a bar, they have a place to drink. So he would buy it there. He wouldn't drink it in the bar. He wouldn't sit down with the goyim and drink. He would take it outside, and Rav Achoy would take it all the way home. He wouldn't even take it outside. The Mor says, "Tzvai mishum chas." So they both agree the problem is a concern of becoming too friendly with the goyim and then there's intermarriage. Rav Achoy obed her chalki yaseirsa, and Rav Achoy took it a little bit further. He was more careful about it. Even to the point that he took it all the way home. Rav Shmuel bar Bisna ikla l'marguan. So he comes to this place called Marguan. And now the Rashi says that there the Rigoy, it was Jews who were not careful with halachas. They brought him wine. He didn't trust them that the wine was kosher wine. Even though they were Jewish, they were kosher, etc. Okay, so he didn't drink that. They brought him beer. He didn't drink that either. So now, he's with Jews. So, even if it's wherever the beer is from, but he's sitting with Jews. It's one thing you have the beer and you're sitting with the goy. Right? One thing is, now they're not the nicest Jews in the world, but what's the concern? The verse is, Bishlama, Chamer Mishum, Shimsa, where the chashash of Yayin Nesach. These Jews were not makbed on non-Jewish wine.
Yeah,
So he didn't trust them because the wine is not kosher.
Oh, the wine was non-Jewish wine.
That's what he was kosher. The wine is not Jewish wine. The Gemara says, "Shichra mishumai." What's he worried about shichra though? Right? We're not dealing with a kashrus issue. We're assuming that there's no kashrus problems. In those days, shimsa literally means dirtiness, but Rashi says it means a cheshad of yayin nesach. Okay, so we're not dealing with this is all taking the kashrus issues off the table. Nowadays they have additives. In those days it was very simple. You know, you put some, you took water and you took barley and you put some hops or whatever you put in. They actually used dates. Or they had shechar of sorim and of tamarim and of dabash, but which we'll talk about when we get along which one they're referring to. But whatever they used, they did it. You know, they weren't adding this thing and that thing, etc. Now there is, even in the Gemara does talk about it, there's concern they might add wine. The Gemara says, why are we worried about adding wine? The Gemara says in general wine was more expensive than beer. So why would I want to add wine? In other words, if I'm a not so scrupulous, I'm an unscrupulous merchant, so I can't water it down too much because that's really, you'll taste it. But I could add some cheap additive which is alcoholic and you won't taste it, right? And I could save some money. But if wine's more expensive, why should I want to do that? Right? So we're not worried about putting wine in. So there's no kashrus issues over here. Okay, so Morris says, so what is he worried about? What's the problem with shichra? So we're answering shimsa the shimsa. If you're going to drink beer, so you might, he held that you might come to drink wine. So he was careful with that also. Omer Rav, Hai shichra daramo shori. Beer of a non-Jew is mutter. V'chiye bri lo nishti minei. But my son shouldn't drink from it. So Morris says, what does that mean? Manashach. E shori. The Kuliyama Shari, if it's Mutter, it's Mutter for his son also. Yasser, the Kuliyama Asser, if it's Asser for his son, it should be Asser for everybody else also. Like, what's the Pshat? Al Rav, Sover Mishum Giluya. The Rav says that the Rav learns that when we Asser it, we did not Asser it because of chasnus like Rav Papa and Rav Achlai. We Asser it because of a concern of Gilui. And, Valzim Arur, the Kishusa, Mikolele Zire. That the way the reaction between the strength, the bitterness which is in the hops weakens the poison which was a common issue which they had, and therefore, with the lucky malkile tfei, a person who's weak, it will affect him. So in general, it's not a concern for the average person. But Chiyabrim, Rabbi was saying, my son was an unhealthy. Didn't have a strong constitution. He had weaknesses. He wasn't healthy. So he shouldn't drink it because he's a chayla, and he shouldn't drink it. For him, it could affect his health. But so we have Rav saying the problem is because of Gilui. Now, what do we pass in regards to the Gilui? So it's actually a machloek. Is how we pass in regards to the Gilui. The issue was they had some type of nachash, which you learn in the sinagogue, was a very small nachash, which would drink and leave some type of venom behind. The Shulchan Aruch passes, we don't have it. It's not common nowadays, unless you know about it. Right? But it says, so therefore, you don't have to mark it on Gilui. McGraw disagrees. McGraw says that it was a Tekanas Chazal. And the rule by Tekanas Chazal, even though the reason is no longer valid, the halacha still applies. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens that Gilui, unless you're living in an area which you know that you have this problem, you don't have to be makbid on Gilui. So Gilui would remove the problem. But we have Rav Papa and Rav Achoy, which said the problem is because of chasnus. So we have this. How do we paskin? So I want to first let's take a look at the Tosfos over here. Ritzavai mishum chasnus. Rav Acha Ovid Harchoka Yaserson. And we come welcome Shnei Lo Hoyeshoysin Bebeis Ovid Kachovim. But neither would drink in the place where the goyim were. We became Sarkli Zarshal Lishtus Shecher Bebeis Ovid Kachovim. We Tosis is saying we have to be careful not to drink beer with them. To Hara Papa Rav Achoy Shoyibas Roy Lo Hoyeshoysin. So you have a rule in Shas. That we have a machlokes in the earlier Amoroyim and the later Amoroyim. We pass them like the later Amoroyim because they saw the opinions of the earlier Amoroyim and they still said their opinion. So halacha kibas roy, we pass them like the later generation. So, and that halacha starts, that rule which you have in Shas starts from Rav and Abaye and onwards. Rav Papa with the Talmud of Rav. So he was already considered Basroi compared to Rav. So therefore, Tosfos says we have to pass on like Rav Papa and Rav Acha, that the later generations, that there's a concern of chasnus, and even we don't have a problem with Gilui, we still have a problem of chasnus. And therefore, you cannot drink beer in the non-Jewish restaurant. You can't drink it. Adkan Tosfos. Let's see one more point over here. Let's see Rashi. Bishum chasnus. As you go along, we'll see why. What's important is Rashi. If I can drink his beer, we're going to come to make parties there. And you come to make parties there, you see the family, you see the kids, you see the girls, and you get interested in the women. But Rashi says that the issur is not the beer itself. It's not. I'm afraid right now you're going to get drunk and start hanging out with it. You're going to, if a beer is allowed, you'll end up making parties there. So if I'd ask you, are parties also? So that's a kabbal card. Right? The beer is just a gzera to the parties. And the parties is what the problem is, right? That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. So Rashi added another layer. The Gemara doesn't say the Isser is the party. Rashi, the Gemara said the Isser is the beer.
Well, social drinking, though.
Why beer is better than wine or liquor or anything like that?
So wine, the Gemara has a whole, whole list of issues with wine, etc. They didn't have liquor. And this is, the Aruch HaShulchan will deal with in general, what they had was beer.
Chamar was beer?
Chamar is wine. Chamar is wine. Sheker is beer.
They had other drinks, so they had some things like that. It doesn't mention any of that.
So we will see. We will see. Okay. So now, page 2. Page 2 introduces an Isser of Mishnah with the Goy. But it introduces it in the context of a mishnah of a party in honor of a wedding. It's in all the way towards the bottom. Tanad Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yisrael shebechutz laaretz oivdei avodas hachoven b'tarehen. So Rashi says that means they're being oivdei avodas zorah without realizing it. Ketzad avikam shalsa mishnah lebenoi mizim nekola yehudim shebeiroi. The guy makes a wedding, invites all the Jews. So we set it up that there's a good hashgacha there, and you have your own waiters, and it's your own food. Everything's wonderful, right? It's considered like you ate from a offering to avodah zorah. It's only yotzer if you actually eat from the zevach. The fact that you're invited to be there and you're eating with them is a problem, even though you're not eating from their actual offerings. Just being with them. So Rabbi Shmuel says, totally kosher food, everything is wonderful. You're eating your own stuff, everything is wonderful. But eating in a mishnah, which is the guy's making for his wedding of his child, you are joining him in his meal, and that's also to do. So that's this issur of mishnah. That's clearly an issur of mishnah, which is not an issur of chasnus. This is an issur because of avodah zorah. The Torah equates it to avodah zorah. Now, the truth is, the pasuk says, "Well, the next pasuk says, 'Well, the katan yonosel levanecha,' and the result will you'll intermarry." The pasuk continues and says that, but even before that, there's a problem. The Torah equates it to avodah zorah. Okay. So possibly. Well, it could be it's also bad, and both could be both the truth. Let's see how the Rama brings it down. Okay. Page 3. V'yeshom devor mecherim osrus and chachom abishen lisurin ikr min ha-taru. Gozalim k'nei lisurachik min ha-akum. There are certain things which Chazal asur. You know, this is the last parak of Macholas Asur. So we've discussed Yisurim d'Raisa, Yisurim d'Rabbanon. So Rama says, you know, the things that Chazal asur, they have nothing to do with any Isur. They're not worried about it, because if you allow this, you might end up doing that, eating that. That's not the problem. But Chazal answered it because to be misrachik min ha'akum. Actually, yisar b'vehen yisar b'yavar l'day chasnus. Ve'elu hein. Also, lishas imahem afilu b'malkam shein lochus l'yayin nesach. The Chazal answered, drinking with them, even though there's no concern of the non-Jewish wine. I bracket it off. Let's read it. Also, like chopiton, you can't eat. There's an issur of pasakum or bishuleim. There's issur of bishulakum. Feel welcome, shen lachos shigulein. Even you're not worried about any ingredients mixing in or what you're treif. Totally kosher. There's an issur of bishulakum, pasakum. There's an issur of drinking with that.
What about in your own house?
Keitzah lo yishta. Keitzah lo yishta. So how is this? The person should not drink. So the Rambam says the person should not drink in the mesiba shalakum when you're sitting with goyim. There's no problem with yayin nesser because it's wine which the goy can touch and won't affect it. I brought my own wine. I can't drink in a mesiba of akum. But if the majority of the mesiba is Jewish, mutter, fine. One is main choice in Sheikh Shalahem. You cannot drink sheikh, which they make from dates or from figs, or something similar. But they don't sell them. It's also when you eat it there in the restaurant. That's because you're going to get used to eating with them. Well, if you take it home, you're not eating with them. Yain tapuchim, apple cider. We have rimonim or a rimon, a pomegranate wine. Gets behen mutter lishtoysin b'kalmokim. You're allowed to drink them anywhere, even in the store. Davar shen amotzi l'gazrulav, because this was something which was those were not common drinks. Therefore, Chazal didn't answer it. Means even though theoretically we should have, since it wasn't common, they did not answer it. Yain tzemukim, raisin wine, or reil kiyayin. That has a din like wine, it can get a din of yayin nesach, and that if it has all of the complications of yayin nesach, etc.
What did the chacham have? What did they refer to when they say
sheikha? Sheikha usually was made out of dates.
Okay, dates. So the Rambam saying if you go to a bar, you should get hard cider.
The Rambam says you go to a bar, you should get hard cider. Right, that's what Rambam saying. Okay, good. So far, so good. Okay. So that's what the Rambam. So the Rambam clearly has. There's an issur of drinking sheker. There's another issur of drinking with mesiba. Now, what are you drinking in this mesiba? Well, you're drinking sheker. You're drinking. That's like, the issur is drinking by them. So the store is not dafka. The store can be in the house. So the mesiba is in the goy's house, right? And you're drinking sheker. It's also anyway. You don't need even if it's not Rav Yisrael, because that's a separate issur. So what's exactly this issur of mesiba? So it sounds like this from Mesiba is even Yain Tapuchim and Yain Rimonim and Yain, which is etc., which is Mavushal. Rambam says all those are going to be problematic, right? Does he ask for anything which are not alcoholic? This is Machlokes Poskim. The Rambam is extending it. See, the Rambam, you know, that it's beyond the Isser of Sheikher, because that's two separate Isser. The Rambam has the Isser of Sheikher. I cannot go into there. I'm not having a Mesiba party there. Right? I'm just going into the bar and getting a drink. No, Rama says, no, not acceptable. Good. Take it out of the bar. The person said, by the way, if they have a cafe, they have a sidewalk cafe, it's also considered the store. Right? That's all part of the store area. But you know, you take it out, you take it back home, right? That's fine.
The Yain Tapuchim is also with a mesiba?
But in the case of the mesiba, the Rama says, that's a separate issue. That's not the Yisrael Sheikher.
It's a mesiba.
So the Rambam says, and once there's a mesiba, unless it's Rav Yisrael, so I have a problem. Even the drinks which normally are mutter are going to be also. Because the drinks which are also, of course they're also. Right? So now how far do you take that? That has to be figured out. Okay. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch presents it.
Yeah, it seems like he's saying it's the social mixing that comes from it. Not necessarily the alcohol.
Correct. Correct. Okay, Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yudal. Kol Shecher Shal Goyim, Echad Shecher Shal Tamorim, or Shal Teinim, or Shal Seorim, or Shal Tavua. You make a beer, I don't care whether you make it out of dates, figs, barley, grain, or Shal Dvash, honey, also Mishim Chasis. They all go into the sister of Shecher. The Gemara Pesachim mentions Shecher made with barley. We'll see in the Aruch HaShulchan and points out to that. The Gemara refers to the Shecher HaModi. Apparently, that was more common in the area of Modai. So, more that when you mentioned Sheikhar of Sa'arim, You said it was called Sheikh HaMadi. It means it wasn't common in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the common thing they would make it out of was dates. But it all goes into Yitzhar Sheikher. There are also Shem Chastus. But Veino Asel Malkim Mechirosa Alim Hevi HaSheikher LeBeisar B'Shesheu Som Mutter. Taking it home is prime. Sheikher Gzeira Shem Yisrael Etzel, because like Rashi says, the Gzeira, you're going to come to eat by them. To become, once you're going to drink there, you're going to eat there, you're going to be friendly, you're going to see the, etc. Now, comes the Shulchan Aruch and adds a Kenech. This is the Torah, the Rosh adds this Kenech. So the Pesukim say there's two conditions over here. It has to be Derech Aroi. Derech Aroi means it's done in a non
regular.
Sorry?
Not regular.
No, that's going to be a cry. Aroi means it's being done. You're not sitting down. You're not making yourself comfortable. You're not being conveying yourself to be there. You just happen to get a drink. That's called Aroi.
You stand at the bar. You don't sit.
You stand, but that's Mutter Bakrai, occasionally. I mean, if I, every day after, I'm very machin halacha, so every day I go into the bar and I stand up. And, sit down. I only sit down. No, I like standing, I can do that three times. The person says up to three times. It's up one or two times is okay, not three times. No, with this group.
Oh.
So, right? Or this store, whatever, I can visit other bars, but but the problem, this, if I don't do it regularly with these guys, even though I never sit down, I become kavua with them. It's a problem. So that's, it doesn't mean three times in your life. I mean, it means, but it, if it's done derech arai and it's akrai, that's mutter. Okay. So that's a kula. If a person would have an occasion where he would need to do that, so that would happen, that he can't sit down with them, but at least, he can do it arai. That the common beer mentioned in the Gemara was made out of dates, and therefore beer made out of tavua would be mutter. That's a major heter. Ramo says around here we're makel on that. Okay, it sounds like a big heter. To drink the heter of this is not the Isser Masiba. This is the Isser of drinking non-Jew. I go to the bar. There's no masiba there, but I want to have a beer. So the beer is made out of barley. It'll be mutter. According to the Rambam.
You have to have a rye and makrai?
No.
No, not.
According to the Rambam, the Isser was only sheker of Chazal. We're talking about sheker of tomorrow. Even though there's no logic to differentiate, but that was the gzera. So this is not the gzera. That's what the Rambam says.
They say you can go there repeatedly and just...
According to the Rambam, yeah. Well, the Ramah says Yesh Matirim, and that's the minig. Now, there's a truma from the Ramah. The Ramah says that he's very careful when he writes his language. When he talks about Minhagim, he says V'nagu V'cheinoyegim Mihaminag. There's a truma. Somebody asked him is this just all flowery language? He said, No. When I say this is what people do, I'm telling you, I'm not saying I endorse it. I'm saying that if I say about Haminag, I'm saying I'm endorsing it. So let's say it's a good idea. You're just saying that's what people do. So there's an opinion, and that's what people do. They're relying on that opinion. What I recommend to do? We're not talking about that, right? Okay. Now, to
out of honey. Or what? Or grain?
No. Or any grain, right. Now take a look at the beer. The beer is made out of... If the beer is made out of grain, like barley, most beer is made out of barley. Tavua is grain. Barley is a type of grain. Shecher shel dvash u tavua.
Shecher shel dvash u tavua.
Yeah.
Not
beer made out of tomorrow. Okay, now take a look at the beer grot. Bisman Chazal, the common beer was date beer. So when they asked what was common to them. Okay, so that's what they asked. Everything else they never asked. Right, so they didn't answer Coca-Cola. They didn't answer. They didn't answer because it didn't exist. They didn't, if it would have, maybe they would answer Coca-Cola, but they didn't. They didn't. Right, and they didn't answer beer made out of. Right, so the, one of the arguments back, and that's not true because we know that they had Shecher of Sarim. Right. So the beer grow in. Take a look at the beer grow in on the right column of the beer grow. Right. It says Shecher. Stam Shecher means was made out of it wasn't the Dabash is really like it's really called med. There was a drink called Temed, right? That they would, you know, something they would make out of that. Sorry, shouldn't here, I skip down to the next brackets. Shall Omer Shecher Shumotilem, that was a common thing. So they mentioned that. There's a Mishnah later on which says the Dabash wasn't Dasar. But Tosfos said that this wasn't the takana of the Mishnah. So bring me a ride. There's a Mishnah that says the Vash's mother is doesn't help me. That's not the issue. The issue was what did Amorai master? He says, Umas Nisin, the Tony Dvash, Mimnesha Dain Lunigra Lashaker, Kimoshikosa Tosfosho. What's the answer? They answered the Vash also. So proving me from a Gemara later on that the Vash is mother, from Mishnah later on that the Vash is mother, it's not a riot. So what do we do? So I look at the Groen Oyskes in the next column. So I bracket it off three lines down, or four lines down. So he says that the Ramos says there's Yesh Matirim. I will call a Poiskim Cholkum Azay. You know, everybody disagrees with this. This opinion is a singular opinion. Kachti B'Divrei Rambam B'Rosh now. Rama says that they were matter yain tapuchim they shenamotzi. Why does he yain tapuchim? Everything other than Shecher of tomorrow should be mutter. So clearly the Rama was not understanding like this. And the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel again quotes the Rambam yain tapuchim he reminded him to yotzei mishmuta lishtosim chomokam dabar shenamotzi lagozrulah. Okay. So we have a Ramah which said a heter. The Gros says that all the Pesachim disagree with this. The Bach, I'm not going to look at the Bach inside, but the Bach says he's not very happy with this heter. He comes out, listen, if somebody's meikol, you can't be meikol against him. Don't make an issue out of it, because he's not going to listen to you anyway. But any person who really listens to you, truly they should be machmer. That's what a Bach comes out. Now, not to rely on this Ramah. Even the Ramah himself, it's questionable whether he
endorsed it
or not. Okay, on page 7, just a few points over here in the Kal V'Chaim, just to clarify a few points in the Halacha.
The question of Shkiach, is that in Shkiach in Chazal's time when you made it there?
Right.
Or would be something with Shkiach at the time you were living?
Also a good question. It's also Machlekes. Okay, so... So in Ois Hei, he points out when it says you take it to your house, it's lav dafka. So that's what he says. It's in the store or right in front of the store. That's your sidewalk cafe. That's a problem. If you take it away, you move away from there. That's not the issue. You're not sitting with the goyim anymore. B'shar mokim b'shori. Okay. Oisvav. Page 7, Svi. Oisvav. Alminichos of Beso Akim, Mashosa Derech, Roy Bakroy is Mutter. So the Prechadish points out that you need two conditions to make it Mutter. Pritatar Tibinashi Derech, Roy. The Hanashalobi Kviyas, you should not be settled there. Bakroy, Hanashalobi Roga Bakak, don't do it often. Settling down is a problem, even if it's only one time. Doing it regularly is also problematic. And the definition of regilis is three times, like we find in many areas of halacha. Okay, go to the next page. So I said cup of tea, right? What about coffee? What about hot chocolate? Okay, oyster base. A meal more delicious hakavi, v'chein ha-gikulata, the chocolate, shalgoyim, base ha-akum, dein bar mishum bishule. There's no problem with bishul ha-akum. Pichonish, Lachem Aparim, Beis Lachem Yehuda, etc. Now, why isn't there a problem with Bishalakim? It's cooked. It's all Shulchan Malachim. They put it, the definition of Bishalakim is that someone you don't eat raw. I very rarely have had coffee raw. You don't
cold brew
is the beans are cooked. Right, saying you know you need to be cooked. You're not eating raw coffee beans. Right? You're not eating raw cocoa beans either. And number one, and number two, it's Shulchan Malachim. You know, a good cup of coffee. You know, Starbucks. You know, I don't know. You know, express. You can put it on the queen's table. You can put it by a chash of a meal. You put it out. So why is it mutter? So the Prichon has two arguments why it's mutter. He's one. Tosis asks the kasha. What's the bracha you make on it? What bracha do you make on it? It's from a tree. The bracha should be brepi
eitz. Which coffee?
Coffee. Nice. The Mora says if you take your rakas and you make soup, the bracha's adam.
Correct.
If you make a chicken soup, the ikra is the chicken soup. You make a shalak. You make a vegetable soup. Even you're not eating the vegetables. Right, but the bracha is adam.
Right.
So that's why is it between brewing coffee or brewing vegetables? You know, I mean, so Tosis grapples with what the bracha shachar does is because the ikar is the water. Over here, there's so much water. The main thing is the water. Not it's just flavor. It's not really that you get the actual one pshat. Tosis says, the Chazam Sofer says that that's talking about brachas. It doesn't translate to the issues of bishalakim. The other answer, he says that there's another condition which the Rambam says in Bishalakim, it has to be, it's part of a, it's used to be part of a meal. The issue of Bishalakim was meal foods, so lalaf is by a pass, it'd be something that you would eat as primary element of a meal. So since this is not as such, you don't drink the coffee as a primary element to be there to accompany your bread. So that's why it's not a problem. Okay, then he says. The Kosel Shumas of Ketzera, the Chenogim of Dinas Baghdad, Shishoyes and Akabi Batei Bebeis Agoyim, Vein Poitzepe Umetzafte. Nobody's making any comments about that. Okay? Okay. That's Oyshid Beis, Oyshid Dalit. Vosel Lishis Mesiba Shal Goyim, Komini Mashkim, Fil Yain Tepuchim Kedoyma, Megam Mayim Sufim Osir. Right? Any of these things are all Osir. So once you're asking other liquids, why can't you drink coffee by masiba? So the issue of sheker, we don't have a problem. Fine, all right. So I can go into the and I sit down by myself. I'm not part of any party, right? So I can have a cup of coffee. There's no bishalaka problems. Let's say there's no kashrus problems. I'm like, you know, it might be an issue, you know, but. The problem is sheker. No, it's not a problem. It's coffee. But what about masiba sakum? So we expand the issue. What about non-alcoholic beverages? So the pre-toyer says, I don't get it. Why are you allowed to drink coffee? They have a party. You know, we sit down. They have a big group, gets together, and we're going out for some coffee. That's a masiba already. That they did it. Zok as if chetzerek ve'efsher she'tiru zem mishum eva. Since it's a rabbanon, in many cases these yisurim chazal. In case of you're afraid that it's going to create animosity, they're matzrit. Yan shaminik hoya shayoshim mechanush alakavi goyim yisrael and boisim kavod elazeb shtiyas akavi. You sit there in the cafe, and they used to sit there and they would schmooze, and I don't drink any. Everyone get very insulted. You don't want to insult the goyim, you know, because you know what happens. You insult the goyim, you know. You usually think you're better. You think you're different. You know it's dangerous. See, he holds, that's very nice, you want to drink a cup of coffee, I don't got a problem with that. You know, kashas, we'll solve the kashas problem, we'll solve the bishalakah problem, we'll solve the sheker problem, masiba is still a problem, he holds. There's a heter of eva. Now, masiba, we didn't say a heter of aroy and akroy. That was a heter of sheker. Right? But masiba, it sounds like everything is a problem. Right, I'm going to this party once a year. That's not called regilus, right? The office has a party once a year, and they make a big party, right? So it's a masiba.
Oh, Christmas party? Oh, no, not anymore.
Right? You know, they make holiday parties. You know, right? What?
Can't
have a masiba sarai. There's no. We didn't say the heter akroy or rai for masiba.
I know, but there's no such thing for masiba anyway.
I mill around. That's also called kavua, right? So what's in the drink there? So it comes along the pretor over here and the zivchei tzedek, and he says, I think it applies to everything.
What are colony parties?
Holiday parties?
Colony
parties. No, holiday parties.
Holiday
parties. Okay. So the pre-chadosh, the pre-tayer, hold that such a situation, masiba, you can have a problem. The orchah shulchan is actually matter liquids which are not alcoholic by masiba. So that's, I think, what the minute. The masamachan is that orchah shulchan. Okay, we're not going to get to that because it's getting running late. I just want to show you two. This isn't the halachah l'maaseh shir. I always point that out to you. For that, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. There is a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. It's a very easy reading. It's the last two pages. So you take the packet with you and look at the Aruch HaShulchan. He really builds up a very nice mahalach in where the sister of the Siva comes from, etc. Look at the Ramosha, page 10 and 11. So here was the case. This is in 1966. So you see things a little bit different those days. But there are lots of parlor meeting, but based Nachrim. You know, you want to make a parlor meeting for the local yeshiva in a goy's house, right? No Jews have any nice fancy houses. This goy is a very friendly guy, and he says, "Oh, I'm going to make it by me." Are you allowed to make a parlor meeting for the yeshiva? With the refreshments, etc., over there in the space knocker. Al the tzarch mitzvah near shasur shum ike shika yisur lasus mishtos for base knocker. Aflechol shum devorim amutarim alisha sheker b'yash u'mashkim amutarim. You can't eat there. You can't drink there. Even things that normally would be mutter, you can't drink there. Shaharei, Amru Bishvil's, that's the problem. Lisha Shecher Beis HaShon Nochri. Also Bishvil's, Lisha Shecher Beis HaShon Nochri. Apla Sias Mishta, Kashua Shtias Keva. We asked her, like Rashi says, Shtias Keva, because if I can do that, I'll join them for the party next time. I'll join them for a group. So I'm coming into the bar and I'm sitting down and having my beer. Right? Not drinking with anybody else, but that's my kava. That's usher because I'm going to do that. I'll be comfortable next time sitting with the goyim. That's already a big problem because then you're going to sit with the goyim. You're going to notice the daughter, etc. Kedisa bavodazor daflam and albingzera the kas lushal yargal lasses mishtos etzolakam itan ena babita ked pierce Rashi shom if zekem shachon arach. Other drinks are mutter, and if similarly liquor is going to be mutter. They hold if it didn't exist in those days, it was mutter. And even nowadays, yen tapuchim and yen remunim is much more common. Since Bismach Chazal wasn't common, they didn't answer it. Therefore, they hold gam shecher the devash of tvuah v'yash shlohayu motzi oz mutarim after shem mitzuyim. Those were not common in those days, even though nowadays they're very common. That's a heter zaker moshe for the iser of shecher. Become a hurak hagzera. We answered shecher because of a mishnah, so we didn't answer other drinks that weren't common because of the mishnah. But the mishnah is a different ballgame, right? But the mishtos itself, even like that shita which the Ramah brought, but the mishnah itself, there's no heter of sheker of sarim or of tavua or of liquor. They're not going to be mutter. Make money for the yeshiva. That's very nice. You can't be mutter in Yisrael. Now, Yud Yud Shin stands for Yayin Sorof. Yayin Sorof was the language that the Pesachim used for liquor. It's like, you know, the Indians called alcohol fire water, so we called it fire wine. He's making he's celebrating something. There's a heter of Eva in that Isser. If the heter is because of Eva, it means I'm not really coming. I don't really want to be here. So that gets a din of Aroi. Aval Haparla meeting, Hare Oisim Bekavona, Yehudim Bebeis Anokri. So there's no Eva in that. There's no Heter for that. Shizei Ein Lahatra. There's no Heter for that. So fascinating. I mean, first of all, picturing the idea of the culture of the society. Like, we're making parliament for in Senator so and so's house. You know what I mean? Yeah. And maybe in Washington we do it. You wouldn't do that in New York City. You know, like, it wouldn't fly. You know, you do it at a Jew's house.
Do it at the mayor's house.
What?
You do it at the mayor's house. Crazy Mansion. I mean, I've been to events. I did a Jewish event at Crazy Mansion.
Yeah, that's probably because it's a public mansion which is used for events. But talking about the guy, you know, he's finding everyone to come to this house to have a parliament meeting. Like, you know, you couldn't find any Jew to host it. You only find it's a major statement about your yeshiva. You know, your yeshiva, only the goyim are willing to host it. You know, what does it say about your yeshiva? You know, but Rav Moshe clearly says he points out the way we learn Rashi that there's two separate isurim. There's an isur of mishteh. There's an isur of sheicher otu mishteh. But by the Mishnah, anything is aser. Now, he doesn't say clearly if he holds non-alcoholic or mutter. He doesn't really discuss. The only thing he gives are alcoholic, but he says any mashka. So that I can't get the clear feel what Rav Moshe holds by that. In the case of that type of situation.
Is the scenario he's talking about, is it Rove Goyim or Rove Jews?
It's Rove Jews.
Even Rove Jews are just biased nothing?
Yeah. That's not the Rambam. Yeah, that's So there's a Sefer Chalkos Binyamin, it's a modern Sefer. He points out this is not the Rambam. He's going even further than the Rambam. He's only Rashi Old is also even beyond what the Rambam says.
Just like the Binyan is a problem?
It's a mishnah in the Goy's house. I mean, the logic is there. His daughter's there. He's going to mix, he'll mingle with you. Right, since the Rav Yishel, you don't notice the non-Jewish girls. I mean,
you may even give the drushing.
What?
You may even give the drushing.
Yeah, so Rav Yishel, it's a fascinating tshuva for Rav Yishel. Again, so there are some elders chiddush in here. What he says?
Not to give a heter for yeshivas wouldn't have looked too good.
It's 1966. They didn't seem to be bothered with that bad. He says there's no heter for sarach mitzvah. So one other question: if in the Israel mission, the issue is to sit with them. Let's say we have a separate Jewish table, they have their own Jewish table. So the last point over here. So the Prichoda says depends. The Gemara in Daf Ches, which is eating by a chasen, there's no heter. But the Israel Mishnah, so we have three Israel over here. We have this Israel of chasen. Going to the goy, I don't care what you're doing there, whether you're eating, you're drinking, I don't care. It's if they mason, you're stuck. Even your separate table, you put a big mechitza, I don't care what you do. It's not going to be mutter. That's the Prichoda says. He says, however, the Isser of Mishnah, which the second Isser, the Rambam says, and Rashi says, a separate table would be mutter. Because then you're not really being Mishnah with them. So in a case where it's a stand-up place, everybody's mingling, I'm not sure that would solve the problem. The point is, if it's a sit-down affair, you're not sitting with them. You're not sitting with them. So that's the Chiddush of the Pre-Chodesh. However, the Aruch HaShulchan is mashu. You look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he's mashu. That could be it's only hetter for drinking, not for eating. Interesting possibility.
So what is the problem?
And then there's the Nesheker, which acts clearly... That's our case. You come and you sit down in the it's not a case of Mishnah. I'm not sitting with them. I come into the bar and I sit down by myself. Right, but that's a problem. But if I take it out, not a problem. So but in the case of Masiba, in a case where there is a chiddush of Pichodesh, that maybe two tables would be matter, but not by a chasna.
So what they say at the Achashverosh is by everybody? Do they have separate tables or whatever?
So, according to one shot, that what they did was wrong.
No, they said it was wrong. What was wrong? Because did they say they had separate anything?
It doesn't say.